A dark cloud follows me wherever I go. It's been there for as long as I can remember. Sometimes it's so close, I can feel the static electricity of it. Other times, it stays high above, and I can almost forget that it's there for a while. If not for the shadow it constantly casts upon me, blocking the sun's rays. I've told people about it. I've gone to see a therapist. She told me she believed that I believed what I was seeing was real, and that had to be very scary, but that the cloud wasn't real. I was casting a literal shadow over myself by imagining my life this way. That's what she said. But I'm not the only one who can see it. Some people can even see the cloud that hangs above me. Only a handful of them. But my older cousin happens to be one of the few who can. He says he sees auras around people, but around me, he sees only shadow, and the cloud above me, gray and gloomy, like a thunderhead. On the days when I'm happy, he quietly whispers to me when no one's around. So, you got that pesky cloud to leave you alone for a little while? Good. But then, on my darkest days, it hovers just above me. Gray, black, and pregnant with thunder, pouring down rain upon me that only we can see. He sees it even more clearly than I do. I can feel the cold splash and the pelting rain as it lands on me. This year has been worse than most. The dark cloud that follows me around is really basking in the year 2020. It's absolutely fucking loving it, because it enjoys when I'm lonely, and it loves when I'm scared. It gets off of my anxiety, and takes solace in my sadness. It swells as if to rain, and gets dark and full of lightning, as the winter begins with its constant darkness and insufficient supply of vitamin D. My dad passed away a year and a half ago, and the holidays were difficult to contemplate without him here. The large family gatherings with his extended family that we had every year, without fail, were conspicuously absent this year, making it feel like it wasn't really Christmas at all. I ended up at work over the holidays instead of celebrating. I feel it. Hovering over me, making it harder and harder to see what I'm doing in the gloom of it. And now, a voice has come with it, speaking of memories long forgotten, the things I have done in the past that made me cringe. They all come flooding back, and the cloud grows larger as I wince. The stupid things I've said fill it up like a meal when I think of them. Lightning crashes down around me, deafeningly loud. My heart skips a beat with sudden terror. That has never happened before. My wife comes running out of the bedroom to see the living room furniture shaking, being lifted up from the ground and sent into the air in a dervish, as if a sudden tornado has invaded the house. She looks up in the terrified wonder. And the cloud which is formed in the living room is growing larger and swirling angrily. Lightning illuminating it and thunderclaps rattling the room.
Were you feeding it?
Her voices could barely be heard over the whipping winds and the howling rain in the room, soaking the furniture and causing the floor to flood. I thought you couldn't see it.
Of course I could. You bring that dark cloud with you everywhere you go when you're feeling shitty. It pours rain on all of us, but we try to ignore it because we love you. Maybe we shouldn't have ignored it, though.
The lightning suddenly quieted, and I took a deep breath in. It was difficult to think with that cloud still hanging large and black, full of hate above me. It was still terrifying. And distracting. That was when I felt her wrap her arms around me in an embrace. embrace, the cloud suddenly began to break apart. The light began to poke through in places, and as it began to part, we stepped outside to enjoy the brisk winter air, to see the sunshine, even if it was only for a little while.